This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, October 6th. I'm J.R. Whelan for The Wall Street Journal. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage inched lower this week to 6.66%, according to Freddie Mac. The decline follows a drop in the yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which tends to guide the direction of mortgage rates. Overall, rates have risen by more than a percentage point and a half over the past 2 months. Elsewhere in the economy, the Labor Department says initial jobless claims rose to a seasonally adjusted 219,000 last week. That's the highest level since late August, but close to pre-pandemic averages. Health authorities in India have launched an investigation into cough and cold syrups made by an Indian drug manufacturer after the World Health Organization said the medications were potentially linked to acute kidney injuries and the deaths of at least 66 children in Gambia. The WHO said lab tests showed the syrups contained unacceptable amounts of substances that are toxic to humans. And the Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded to French author Annie Ernaux, known for her autobiographical approach to writing. One of Ernaux's most famous works is 1983's A Man's Place, in which she recounts life with her father. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.